And the ongoing eruption of Kilauea, the volcano in Hawaii, could provide some valuable lessons about the volcanoes in Auckland. That's the view of researchers from GNS Science, who say that if a volcano were to erupt in Auckland, then it's likely we'd see fountains of lava similar to those that have erupted from Kilauea this week. We can talk now to Brad Scott, the manager of Volcanic and Earthquake Surveillance at GNS. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
So what we're seeing in Hawaii could kind of mirror what might be possible in Auckland?
Yes, there's certainly aspects of the eruption, you know, the breakout, the lava flows, etc. Those are very similar phenomena to what the geology in Auckland tells us has happened up there when eruptions have occurred.
So there could actually be lava that flows, because I guess volcanoes throw out a whole bunch of different things, including gases and rocks, and not all of them actually have lava that pools, do they?
That's right. The Auckland volcanoes will ultimately, you know, produce lava flows. And in fact, there's a couple of examples in Auckland where they're several kilometres long.
Crikey, that sounds like quite a lot. So these sort of, are these the kind of fissures and that kind of thing that have been seen in Hawaii that could potentially open up under Auckland?
We won't see such long or large fissures like we're seeing in Hawaii, but certainly once the molten material reaches the surface, the activity we see after that, you know, the lava flow is just slowly creeping along through subdivisions, down roads, etc. Those are phenomena we would expect to see in you know, some of the Auckland eruptions.
Why is it that some volcanoes have lava that flows and some of them don't?
They all do, but they just have different viscosities. The Hawaiian type of lava flows very, very easily, whereas the lava in the sort of Rotorua-Taupo area is much more sticky and that doesn't flow very well at all. And hence you get those sort of big, steep lava domes like Mount Nongataha behind Rotorua. And then we get the volcanic cones like at the National Park. You know, those lavas are very sticky also and don't flow so far.
Okay, so it's kind of easier to tell, I think, isn't it, with volcanoes, whether an eruption is imminent or an event is imminent. It's not like earthquakes, which are obviously much harder to predict.
Yeah, that's right. The volcanoes always put their hand up beforehand. Unfortunately, they don't do it a long time sometimes before. We anticipate in Auckland, yeah, maybe as short as sort of a week, 10 days beforehand, which is not actually a lot of time, but at least you do get some indication, which is a lot better than earthquakes.
Nothing to say, though, that this is, you know, going to happen anytime soon, is there?
No, I mean, talking about Auckland, the volcanic field's been active for 140,000 plus years, 53 eruptions, and that sometimes they're 3,000 or 4,000 years apart, other times they're a little bit more clustered together, but there's certainly no indication it's coming, but it's the sort of thing that will ultimately happen.
Thank you very much, Brad Scott from GNS at 5 to 9.